on today's Technobabble, starting your video ministry from nothing.
This is Technobabble, your weekly source for church video and graphics news, perspectives, tips, and tricks. And now, here's your host, Paul Clifford.
Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Technobabble. This is the show where every week we talk all about using video and graphic design in the church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host. I'd love for you to join the conversation, ask your questions, etc. So just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, that's fine too. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you'll find all my contact information, and you'll be able to leave me a message there if you prefer to do that instead of dropping me a line on email or hitting me up on Twitter, etc. So, I realize that while my church has been doing video for coming up on 16 years now, and the reason I can say that is we started when we started as a church nearly 16 years ago, there are a lot of churches out there that are either traditional, and therefore they really have no place to start, or they're church plants, and therefore they really don't know where to start. So I thought, let's talk about some of the steps I would take if I was in your shoes and go from there. The first thing I would start with, and there are 9 of these, by the way, is vision. Start with why. Why are you trying to do video? Whether it's live streaming, pre-produced pieces, pre-recorded pieces, recording the service, whatever you're doing, why? Think about who you're trying to serve. Who is the person that has a life challenge that you're trying to engage with? Get that person firmly in your mind so that when it gets hard, because it will, when it gets hard, you have in mind who they are and how you're helping them. Secondly, define success. What is, if God really blesses your ministry, if everything goes well, what will that look like? Because, you see, the human mind has this crazy little thing we do. We define success, and if we don't have it written down somewhere, if we don't have it kind of coalesced and everyone agrees on it, then we raise the bar. And it's easy not to celebrate success. So, for your ministry, success may be creating 2 original videos a year. That's what success was for our ministry when we started way back when. So we would have one during January and one during the fall series. And the reason for those was those were the times that people were most likely to start going to church. Fall, new school year, hey, kids are in school, maybe we ought to go to church. January, oh, it's a new year, why don't we start going to church? Now, people would show up on Christmas and Easter, but not as often would they create a new habit of going to church. So that's why. So if we had done those 2 videos, we know that we have success. So another thing that you can do, number 3, is define milestones that you can celebrate. So in this case, when January happened, if we had done a January video, I could define success at that point and say, okay, let's celebrate. Now, we might not raise the roof, throw a big party, do that kind of celebrating, but we should at least acknowledge it. Give ourselves a pat on the back. We've accomplished what we wanted to do. Now, the next thing, number 4, is you should define failure. What I mean by this is, how do you know that you're on the wrong path? If certain things happen, what would cause you to go, you know, that was a huge mistake. What were we even thinking? Define failure. You need to know what failure looks like so that if you're there, you can just totally revamp the whole thing, or if you see that you're headed there, you can make corrections. Either way, define what failure looks like. Next, I want you to start what we call a minimum viable ministry. Now, this term comes from the startup world where they have what's called the minimum viable product. Minimum viable product is the bare minimum you can ship, and then you can iterate on it. You can make it better, but you need to start with a minimum before you can get better. A lot of people make a mistake of paralysis by analysis. They think over and over and over again, hey, how can I make this better? How can I do this? And they never make anything. This is why authors, it's not unusual to hear a prospective author who says, oh yeah, I've been working on my book for 15 years now. Wrong. I don't want you to put out a horrible piece of work, but if it doesn't exist, it can't be improved on. You can plan on creating something forever and ever and never actually complete it. But you need to complete something so that then you can iterate on it. So please do that. Next, I want you to look for your assets and assemble them. Do you already have a camera? Do you have a soundboard that you're using? Do you have microphones? Look for these things that you already have that you can create. Do you have interested people? They're an asset. Do you have imaginative people? They're an asset. Do you have someone who has some time on his or her hands because maybe they were part of a tech startup and they got bought out, so really they're kind of semi-retired even though they're in their 30s? That's an asset. Combine your assets and see what you need and go from there, which is the next step. Fill in the gaps. Now, depending on how big your vision is, it could be that you cannot fill in the gaps yourself. It could be that you need a consultant. If you need a consultant, there's basically two kinds. There's the kind that make their money from selling the equipment, and there's the kind that make their money from the installation. The worker is worth his wages, so please don't try and cheat people out of that, but know which kind that you're dealing with. They each have their pluses and minuses, and just keep that in mind. It could be that if you've got a $100,000, million system, don't touch that with a 10-foot pole. You want someone who is experienced in creating these kinds of systems, because they'll know potentials for failure before you do. Next, once you've assembled your system, you've assembled your people, etc., do trial runs. Don't start off saying, this is it and it's great. No, you need to iron out the bugs. There's going to be problems. There's going to be issues. Make a few videos before you show the videos in public. Do a live stream before you publicize that you're doing a live stream, etc. Make a few just to make sure that you've got it down. Once you have it at least fairly good, then publicize. So you want to do trial runs, then publicize. Finally, experiment. Once you have your minimum viable ministry up and running, it's time to iterate and experiment. You want to make it better. You're not going to make it perfect, but you can mature it. You can get it to the point where it feels a lot more perfect, where things are a lot better. That's what you're aiming for. If God wanted it perfect, by the way, He would do it Himself. He's very good at perfect, does it all the time. We are not good at perfect, so if He asks us to do something, He's okay with not perfect. So I want you to iterate and try and mature your video ministry, but don't, by all means, don't fall into the perfection trap. Instead, iterate and make it better. I hope that helps you. I hope that that's just a list of things that you can break down and go through each and every individual step and really make some progress in creating a video ministry. If you like this content, I have some free stuff for you. So head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. And there you can get a free copy of my email newsletter and some church tech gifts. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with trinitydigitalmedia.com. On today's Technobabble, starting your video ministry from nothing, take 2.